Exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth, the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
The Alternative Media, Farron in the studio, joined by Dr. Patrick Slattery. The website, thealternativemedia.com. You can email me, thealternativemedia@yahoo.com. And we've got so much to talk about. And before we got to the top of the hour break, Dr. Slattery was talking about the potential for rigging the vote. And actually, during the break, you were talking a little bit about the history of it. Feel free to go into that, because anyone that's listening to this and thinks that this may not happen or wouldn't happen or couldn't happen, I have never before seen the Republican Party work to undermine their very own candidate at every turn. I mean, so we shouldn't think that this is out of the realm of the possible, because the Republican establishment has proven themselves to be completely unloyal to their very own candidate. Ever since he really established himself as a front runner. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, so the thing about the Electoral College is, under the Constitution, it's these electors who decide the president. And we've gotten used to thinking of them as just being a technicality, or you know, you win Florida and you get 29 points. It's not like that. There are 29 individuals who then get to cast a ballot. And under the Constitution, they can cast the ballot for whoever they want. Now, some states have tried to implement laws to make them vote the way they're for the candidate that they were declared for. And there are some states, a minority of states, who have made it so if they don't cast their vote the right way, that vote becomes invalid. But in most states, it's not. In most states, they might face some sort of fine or some sort of prohibition on ever getting public office. But in most states, they can vote for anybody they want, and under state law. And according to the Constitution, they can vote for anybody that they want. And you have this constantly. It's not at all unusual for electors to just decide, oh, I'm going to vote for somebody else. So 1968, you had an elector from North Carolina, Farron, your state, who decided to vote for George Wallace instead of, I think it was Nixon. Instead of Nixon, he voted for George Wallace. In 1988, you had an elector who was supposed to vote for Michael Dukakis for president and Lloyd Benson for vice president. Well, he flipped it. He voted for Lloyd Benson for president and Michael Dukakis for vice president. And in the 2000 election, as close as it was, one of the electors from the District of Columbia who was supposed to vote for Al Gore just didn't vote for him, just didn't vote, just left, submitted a blank ballot. I don't know if it was a mistake or not. And so then you look at how are the electors chosen, and it varies from state to state. But I know in some states, because I had the experience of being nominated at a state convention, at a party convention, to be an elector, a Democratic elector. I was nominated. I withdrew my name from nomination. This was decades ago. But the person who won was just some guy who had, you know, some people in the party knew him, but he, you know, wasn't an elite person. He was just somebody that, you know, he wanted the honor, and they gave him the honor. And he was selected long before the nominee of the party was selected. So these people aren't necessarily any more loyal to Donald Trump than the delegates in many states who were supposed to be Trump delegates but weren't really loyal to him. And as you recall, last summer there was a lot of talk about trying to thwart Trump's nomination by you know, bribing the delegates. So the idea that you couldn't the idea that you could get a few of these Republican establishment people, and you know how the Republican establishment has been against Trump. Some of these establishment people are the electors, and it's very plausible that you could get some of them not to vote for Trump. Maybe not vote for Hillary, although if it's close enough, that's a risk. but vote for Mike Pence, okay? There's historical precedence for it. Then what happens? In January, when they open up the ballot boxes and count the votes in Congress, you would have maybe 269 votes for Trump and 267 votes for Hillary and three or four votes for Mike Pence. Well, what happens? Under the Constitution, the House of Representatives then chooses from the top three vote-getters. They can choose any one of the top three vote-getters. And if Mike Pence only got one vote, he would be one of those top three vote-getters. And so then the members of the House of Representatives vote, but they don't vote as individuals. They caucus in their states. And if the the majority of the 52 congressmen in California, if the majority of them want Hillary, then Hillary gets one vote, one state vote. And if the one person who represents Delaware or Wyoming, the one person who represents Wyoming wants Trump, then that's one vote for Trump, and it's state by state. And I couldn't tell you how that's going to play out because we don't know what's the composition of the Congress is going to be. But you could, in the past, you've had this happen twice where nobody got the majority of electors. That was 1800, when Thomas Jefferson was intended to be the president and Aaron Burr was intended to be the vice president, but under the system that was in effect at that point, they didn't differentiate between votes for the president and the vice president. They both wound up with 73 votes, and it took weeks and weeks to negotiate Jefferson winding up being president as intended. You had the same thing in 1824 where you did not have – nobody had a majority. You had a four-person race, and you wound up having for weeks this struggle between Andrew Jackson and John Quincy Adams. And Quincy Adams, even though he had less electoral votes than Jackson, was finally elected president. And then in 1876, you had disputed electors. You had multiple sets of electors or dual rival sets of electors sent by some of the states. And you had up until the day before the inauguration, you had this business of deciding whose votes, which of these electors would count. So there's all sorts of things that could happen. And you could wind up with some sort of deal where potentially Pence is president and then vice president might be Kane. And, you know, there's all sorts of things that could happen. And so don't be surprised if it's a close election that you start hearing about these weird scenarios. So it wouldn't even be over if CNN and Fox News declare Trump the victor on November 8th. It's not necessarily going to be over. What's important?
Wow, that is really interesting.
Yeah, and it could
really interesting.
Yeah, I was just going to say we had a recent example of the 2000 election, which people remember, and that took over a month before that got resolved to the extent it did get resolved.
So really what that tells me is we don't know until we really know. I mean, until we get through the election and then maybe at least a few days or a week to see how close it was, how this thing's going to shake out. It's got a lot of different scenarios. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Donald Trump wins or Hillary Clinton wins. You think November 8th and probably 9th and 10th we'll be seeing civil unrest in various parts of the country?
It's not impossible. It's not as if Trump is the type of person who is going to, lead an army into Washington, D.C. and you know, overthrow the government. That's not the type of thing I expect. But you use the word civil unrest, and, you know, maybe not necessarily on November 9th, but if it looks like Trump, you know, if Trump gets declared the winner on November 8th or November 9th by the news media, and then you have some of the things that I'm talking about, and there's more there's other things that could happen that I haven't mentioned yet that would be legal and constitutional, but completely, outside the realm of what everybody has understood the American elections to mean. Yeah, then you could have civil unrest if they start trying to peel off electors. Or another thing that could happen, and that almost happened in 2000, would be a state deciding to nullify or not to use the electors who were voted, who were elected on November 8th, and instead have the state legislature appoint their own set of electors. And a state legislature could do it. And a state legislature was going to do it. The Florida state legislature in 2000 was on the verge of doing that. Because, as you recall, they were having all these recounts and recounts, and the legislature was controlled by Republicans who wanted Bush. And they said, look, if this isn't resolved by Friday or by Monday, I guess they said by Monday, we are going to send our own set of electors. It would have been an outrage. It would have been completely constitutional. It would have been legal and constitutional, more legal and constitutional than what the Supreme Court did in stepping in. It would have been more legal, but it would have been an outrage, because that's when people don't think of our elections as including that. They don't think of our elections as including changing the rules after Election Day, but it could happen.
Wow, that is interesting. Well, before we take phone calls, and if you want to call in, 1-800-313-9443, we've got about 45 minutes left in the broadcast. 1-800-313-9443. Let's turn our attention for a second, Doctor, to Dr. David Duke's campaign. We know that, and there may be a lot of people that listen to this broadcast that don't get to catch his show, you're in his show, during the week, but he has made it into the debate. Is the debate Tuesday or Wednesday night?
It's Wednesday night. I'm not sure.
Wednesday night?
Yeah, it's Central Time. I'm not sure what time of day it is, but it is Wednesday evening.
Okay. Tell us just a little bit how it's doing. It is very important. Anyone that can donate, DukeForSenate.com, DukeForSenate.com. And if he wins on November 8th, there'll be a runoff of the top two, so it's a little different scenario, right?
Yeah, I mean, if he were to get 50% of the vote, then he would be that would be it. He would go to Congress. He would go to the Senate. But if he, it's not likely anybody's going to get 50%. There's 24 people on the ballot, so it's and you know from your election, Farron, that I don't know what the winner got. I think the winner got 20%, but in your case, the winner. It was winner get all. In Louisiana, it's going to be if you get 50%, then you're elected outright. But if you don't get 50%, then the top two have a runoff in December. And in the 90s, twice for statewide office, Dr. Duke did get into the runoff, once for this same Senate seat and once for governor. He got into the runoff and almost won. It's very likely he could get into the runoff. It's hard to tell, because they're not doing any kind of real polling because they're afraid to. But I can tell you, in August, I went down to Louisiana to help his campaign, and he is a rock star. Everywhere he went, people came up to him. This was when you had the flooding. He went to Baton Rouge and spent, he didn't do a photo op. He spent the whole day filling up sandbags and loading them onto people's trucks, and people were just so thankful. People were in tears. He went to shelters for the people who had lost their homes, and people love him down there. I wouldn't be surprised at all for him to come in first or second place and get into that runoff. It's very, very possible. Like I said, he's done it twice before. But it's hard to know what to expect, just because they put a clamp on any kind of real polling. And of course the polls aren't that great anyway, but it's just hard to know. But certainly everywhere he goes, he has this tremendous response.
You know, I I watched a video of him on the Donahue show from like 19, I think it was 1988 or 1992, and it was really incredible to see the perspective from back then to now, and what he stood up for, and what he said was going to happen, and what has happened. I mean, he just so adequately predicted what, especially with regards to illegal immigration. And I don't think there's any person that I've ever listened to on the radio that is more demonized, or the media projects a completely wrong narrative from what he really stands for. And he would be, in case anyone's listening to this broadcast don't know, he would represent you in the Senate, and you would be darn glad that he's there. I'll tell you that much. You'd be darn glad that David Duke was in the Senate, even no matter what state you live in, because he is fully aware of what the problems are. And it takes a lot of guts to do what he has done throughout his life, not just the Senate room. He's run for governor, president. He's run for various offices, and it's really commendable. And I wish him the very best. I'm as excited about his campaign and what's going to happen on November 8th. Do you know, will there be any way for, because we won't have another broadcast till his debate. Do you know it for, by chance, if that will be streamed on his website or anything where people can get access to it?
It is on, it's on one of the networks. Is it on a CBS affiliate? It's on one of the networks. I don't know about streaming, but I tell you what, go to davidduke.com, and I will make sure that if there's any way that people can see it live, that the instructions for that will be there. And if we can't see it live, I'll make sure that as soon as possible after the debate that we'll have that posted. So go to davidduke.com, you know, next week, and I'll have whatever information, I'll have it up there.
If you'd like to call and join us, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. We got Michael in North Carolina. Michael, how you doing tonight?
Hey, Farron, greetings. Thanks for your show. I'm always happy to hear Patrick Slattery is on, too. You're great, Dr. Slattery.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. And it's great being on Farron's show. I really love being on Farron's show.
Yeah, I'm a regular listener. Farron, earlier in the show, you were mentioning that fabulous interview that Jeff Rentz did a couple of nights ago with a guy who was a native German and talking about what's going on with immigration in Germany this recently.
Robert Colville, yeah. Yes, sir.
You're giving the wrong name. The guy's name is Dr. Leonard Coldwell. It's Leonard, not Robert.
You are correct. Thank you. I'm looking at it right here on my website. I don't know why I got Robert stuck in my head, but I do. You're right.
No big deal, but I wanted to correct that because I second your feeling that that's a incredible interview, and I've sent it out to my mailing list, and thanks for pushing it.
Oh, absolutely. I wish it was the entire, because, you know, it's not the entire interview. It's only like 20 minutes of the 60 minutes, but it is.
No, actually, the interview is in the middle column there under the heading of Islam Means Death to America. It's about the sixth story down, and the title of the link is Listen, Dr. Leonard Coldwell on the Horrible Muslim Mutilation, etc. And it's the full MP3, 52 minutes of that show.
Thank you for letting me know that. I didn't know. I was worried that, you know, some of Jeff Rentz's broadcasts aren't on YouTube. He just selects, and so I wasn't right. aware that was available. So I appreciate you, because have you listened to it, I assume?
Oh, I heard it live, and then I listened to it again before I sent it out to everybody.
Hey, hold on for me, Michael. We're coming up on a break, and we'll talk about it on the other side. 1-800-313-9443 if you'd like to join us. Back in moments.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And we're back with Alternative Media. Taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 1-800-313-9443. If you'd like to call in, do we still have Michael with us?
I am still here,
Michael. You were telling us a little bit about the video, and I know there's a lot of people that probably have not listened to this or you know maybe didn't catch this. Did you happen to call in to Stormfront one day this week?
No, I didn't.
Okay, someone did and was talking about this very same video, but I just wanted to ask your opinion, but kind of trying to use this to urge people to listen to the video. It is jaw-dropping, shocking, and extremely sad to come to grips with what the reality is in Germany today. I just wanted to give you an opportunity to maybe share your opinion.
Well, my opinion is the same as yours. It is jaw-droppingly sad, and it's criminal doesn't even go far enough to talk about what they're doing to what once was the most beautiful cultures on the face of the earth. And the biggest blow that was struck, one of my passions lately has been relearning the history of the first part of the 20th century. And one of the biggest blows that was struck against white European culture was the Second World War.
which was orchestrated by your friends and mine, as we always know. And there are a couple of books that have really blown my mind lately regarding a truer history of that period of time. One is called The Myth of German Villainy by Benson Bradbury. And the other is called Tell the Truth and Shame the Devil by the son of the great American Jewish violinist named Yehudi Menuhin. And the gentleman's name is Gerhard Menuhin, who himself is a German, a Jew, a Jewish of German extraction. I think he might live in Britain now, but it's just, both of those books are mind-blowing for people who have not come out of the brainwashing of the first part of the 20th century yet.
Let me add one to that. The Secret Behind Communism, that really helped me. Anything you'd like to add there, Patrick?
No, those are all good. Kevin McDonald's books, which don't deal with exactly the same kind of history, but they do deal with these intellectual movements, the culture of critique in particular, these intellectual movements that have their roots in the first part of the 20th century. Those are interesting. And then there's some interesting things that were written by Jews. There's some Jewish professors. There's one named George Moss. And he's also available. He's been dead for a number of years. But in the 1970s, he was a professor at the University of Wisconsin. And you can find his lectures on European history, and also on the history of the Jews. You can find these lectures on online. Just George Moss. George is the regular George, and then Moss, Mosse, and it's amazing because he's a Jew, he's a Zionist, but he would say some things, talk about the Bolshevik revolutions in Hungary and Bavaria and Saxony, not just in the Soviet Union, but these short-lived revolutions, and say, and they were Jewish to a man. And, you know, to have a Jewish Zionist himself talk about these aspects of history that's mostly hidden from us, is very powerful. It's powerful partly because you can take them out and use them against what's, you know, when you're talking to what they're now calling the normies, you know, people who have not yet been enlightened to Jewish power and who would not be receptive to David Duke or Kevin McDonald, but they would be receptive to George Moss or to Moshe Lewin. Or some other, you know, if you say, hey, they're Jews, they're Zionists, and they're saying this themselves, it carries weight with some people.
Thank you, Michael, for the phone call. When we come back, we're going to go to Jeff in Idaho. We'll be back in moments. Stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocholine therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Fair in the studio, joined by Dr. Patrick Slattery. We're just about 10 days from the biggest election, I think, for sure in my lifetime. We're going to go back to the phones if you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. Jeff in Idaho, patiently holding. Jeff, what's on your mind tonight, sir?
It's the biggest election in the world, Farron and Patrick. The whole strategy is it's Donald Trump nationalism, Christianity, and pro-life versus Hillary, globalism, Satanism, and abortion. So what I'd like to do is, I read on air on Tuesday a letter about how to basically combat voting fraud that's on the Trump phenomenon about halfway through. But I sent the information to Bill Still, and if Patrick, if you'd kind of pass this around in the next week or so, Still Report 1301, basically Larry Nichols basically did almost all the vote rigging in Arkansas for the Clintons, and he basically explains that the mail-in ballot is the best thing. So what we should do is, if you read the Still Report, what I think the strategy would be is to get as many people to basically ask for paper ballots when they go to the voting machine. Say, I don't want to vote on the voting machine, I want a paper ballot. And they're required to give you a paper ballot. And basically just, we vote with our feet against the voting machines, okay? So right now the real numbers are 75 to 80% of the people are voting for Trump right now, okay? They're only 25% of the things are counted by voting machines. Now, let's say we get into a scenario where all these things are done the way they are. I think the way that they're rigging the speculation on the voting machines, I think that they're using Wi-Fi and RF and special satellite communications to rig the vote with this GEM software that's fractional software. So they can basically roll it across multiple distance on a satellite pass, because they did this in 2004. And the NASA guy that did the original, you know, software flipping, you know, they used integer math, and they kind of ran up with some negative votes sometimes. So what I think what we need to do with you and your support for Dr. Duke is to get this message out, to basically shut down the voting machines by doing paper ballots and doing by listening to the Still Report 301, and see if we can kind of basically counter that thing, and then later just invalidate all electronic voting machine. You know, like, because here's the thing. They tell you that it's a 50% poll, 50% for Trump, 50% for thing. If you eliminate all the voting machines, then essentially you have a neutral election on paper ballots. That's the way I would try and do injunctive relief. What do you think?
It's interesting to fill out the paper ballots, to ask for the paper ballots. I think that, you know, it's an excellent point. I don't see 100 million or, you know, 80 million, whatever it is, Trump voters being able to do that. But
force them to. It's your vote. What I'm telling you is, this is the vote with your. This is your pocketbook vote right now. You tell them, I want a paper ballot. We've seen so much voting machine fraud, and this is how you flip the election. Because they've already determined how. And Larry Nichols, dying on his deathbed, is trying to help us with this stuff. So refer to the Still Report and where Nichols has been on helping Alex Jones about how to turn this around, and try and get a cohesive strategy by Monday or Tuesday with this stuff, and try and get it nationwide.
I've got that. The Still Report, Still Report 1301.
Yeah,
When I get on airplanes, I don't like going through those machines, so I always ask for a pat down.
Right,
and so it's kind of the same type of strategy.
Excellent.
And I don't know if we could get anything that in time for this election, but your points about the vulnerabilities of the voting machines, it's absolutely correct. And a dozen years ago or so, I remember in my county when they were looking for voting machines, and they had to get voting machines. The old voting machines were basically outlawed by this act of Congress that was passed after the 2000 election, with, you know, the butterfly ballot controversies.
Right,
and it was called the Help America Vote Act.
2006, Hillary pushed it through to get elected this election cycle. Yes,
yeah, the Help America Vote Act, and myself and another professor who was a computer scientist. And a few other people, we had gone down to these hearings that they were having at the, you know, the county seat, and we were talking about the various ways that the machines that they were considering would be bad. Now, one type of electronic voting machine that has been used in other countries, which would be appropriate, is a machine that simply prints out your paper ballot. Then you can look at it, and if they've got the right names on there, then you put that paper in the box, and that paper is then what's counted.
Right.
And that would be great. That would be your paper trail, and it would be voter verified. That's the type of thing that is possible.
I think the real scam that's going on is, if you don't have the schematic circuitry, it doesn't matter how proprietary the software is. You can have a Wi-Fi type antenna, and this was done in 2004, I think, in Ohio. And these things cannot be told, because they can basically create temporary code that, and then basically when they reboot, it disappears.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that. So there's no validity of any of the electronic voting machines without the schematics. And this Susan Lindauer, on another thing, she was a covert person who had information on Iraq and Syria, and she basically said, after the voting machines are done, you run 10,000 votes on them and see if they do this vote flipping thing. But with the software that we just talked about, they could still do the same thing where that thing disappears right after they're being used and they go back to their default. But that was a good suggestion. Run 10,000 votes and see if they get 50% on the touchscreen errors. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's my task for you to get Dr. Duke in.
Okay. And
hey,
I will look into that.
Okay.
Thanks
very much. See you. Bye.
Thank you so much. One thing we wanted to get in before the broadcast ends is just a little bit of, and I've been watching this, and I know you have, but here, and I don't know what kind of time frame, you could, last couple of years or whatever, there has been, Dr. Slattery, just an explosion of new websites, new radio shows, and a lot of these are appealing to the youth, and they're using humor, various forms of humor. Maybe not all of it's for everyone, but I don't care what they're using as long as it's reaching the masses and it's working, so to speak. A Daily Stormer comes to mind. There's Infostormer.com. There's Infowarp.net. These websites are making a big impact. And then there's a lot of new radio shows, podcasts. You're doing the National Bugle. I wanted to give you a moment to comment because, and this is my point, I don't think the ADL or any, there's such an explosion, I don't think they can prevent this in any way without, you know, trying to come after the Internet and the First Amendment.
Yeah. Well, people have been complaining for many years. Even with the advent of cable TV, you might have 500 choices, but there's nothing to watch. I canceled my cable subscription. I still get CNN because they just give it away, even though I canceled it. They're just giving it to me. So that's I get to see CNN. But even then, there's nothing. I watch it only to see what they're talking about, not because I'm getting any information from it. And increasingly, I'm finding the only way to get information is to get to go to these types of sites that you've talked about. Now, you know, the Internet, which has been around for a little while, has allowed for platforms like RBN and for your show, or for, you know, more recently, the past 3 or 4 years, Stormfront Radio and the David Duke Show, which is, I guess we're wrapping up our fifth year. But now you've mentioned some new websites that are more youth oriented or you know, youth created. So you have Andrew Anglin's Daily Stormer, which has only been around since 2013, and it's such a big deal now. And you know, you've got it's talked about on Capitol Hill in Senate hearings. Hillary Clinton refers to it. And then just last year, you had a podcast called Fash the Nation, another one called The Daily Shoah. And they have it's a somewhat different format. I guess it's not that different from what we're doing here, but there's a lot. I think younger people listen more to more informal talk. So it's some of these shows are 2 or 3 hours long, and people are just talking, and you know, it's kind of like, well, it's a weekend, we're just having a good time. But what are they talking about? They're talking about this kind of stuff, and you've got some very intelligent people on them. Now it's funny because a lot of people in the alt-right aren't comfortable using their real names for very legitimate reasons, and so you've got somebody called Jazz Hands McFeels, and there's somebody called Bulbasaur. Who Bulbasaur is a Pokemon for those not in the know. And then they have a good time and they're funny and it appeals to the youth. And Andrew Anglin, he was the person who suggested that I do a podcast. You know, our generation, we grew up listening to radio, and this format that we have, where we're on the air at a particular time and then there's commercial breaks and it's structured, this is very familiar to us. But Andrew Anglin is saying, well, why do you do that? Just have a podcast. And, you know, it can be 32 minutes. It can be 56 minutes. It can be whatever, as you know, and it doesn't have to be interrupted. And so that's why when I started this Daily Bugle, I enjoyed guest hosting your show so much, and I wanted to continue. So I created this podcast, which we're calling the National Bugle. And it's having a huge impact. And Hillary's alt-right speech, this is what set it off. It's having a huge impact. And I certainly hope Donald Trump gets elected. And if he does get elected, you know, there's a future for it. But if he's not elected, it's so clear that the media was at the heart of the rigging of the election. And people are going to be turning away from the media a lot more than they're turning away from the NFL. I mean, if you think people are turning away from the NFL because of Colin Kaepernick and the Black Lives Matter stuff, oh, just wait to see how people turn away from the media if this election is stolen. And they're going to be turning to, you know, some people will be turning to established shows like you have, but this new format, this new media, and is going to be huge. But you know, there's also more of an integration, because I've listened to some of these podcasts from Fascination or the Daily Show, and I don't know if they're listening to you or probably listening to David Duke, you know, but they'd be listening to there's a common narrative. You're starting to all of these different sources, whether it's your show or RBN, David Duke's show, these new shows, we're creating this new narrative, and it's really having an impact. And I don't know if Donald Trump himself or if people are necessarily listening to these new shows or our shows directly, but our narrative is getting in there. It really is. It's having a big impact, and that's only going to grow.
And you know, another aspect of this is the meme, the way people are creating and using these memes as a form of humor, but also exposing the hypocrisy. And of course, here in America, we're fortunate about the worst thing that can happen to you is maybe Mark Zuckerberg suspend your Facebook account or whatever. Which to me, you know, that's a your free speech is just violated in so many different. Different ways. Last week, I was actually sharing, Doctor. There's a gentleman here in this county, a young gentleman that was expelled from school for wearing a Confederate flag belt buckle, which really had a detrimental impact on his young life, because he's not been able to finish high school because of it. And that's a freedom of speech issue. But we're seeing the same thing with Facebook. But they're actually the youth and of course older people too. But a lot of the they're embracing memes to expose this hypocrisy, and it's working. It's working that it explodes on Facebook, and they use them in other ways. But also in other countries, just like I try to say as often as possible, Jonathan Bonehill is in prison in Great Britain right now. For memes that he used in social media, so that may be something we'll see in the future. But it's really done my heart good to see these shows and the explosion and the effect that they're having. Because the more of this there is, the more popular it is, the harder it'll ever be to clamp a lid on it.
Yeah, and it's great that the young people are having such a big role in it, because I think of, you know, myself or a lot of other people I know. It took me. There are some aspects that I became aware of earlier, but it really took me decades to become aware of a lot of things, because a lot of information is repressed, a lot of knowledge is repressed. You know, it was probably harder for our generation, and to try to get information meant a trip down to the library, you know, which you say, okay, well, next week I'll go down to the library and look into it. Things can move a lot faster now, and it's great to see a lot of young people becoming aware of issues that took people of our generation years or decades to become aware of. And it may well portend well for the future that things really are going to happen. I think this year is going to, historians are going to look back at 2016 as a really pivotal year, and I think if it's not pivotal, there's really not going to be much of a future. Future historians will probably be chipping things into stone or writing on papyrus, because really our civilization is going to collapse. We're not going to be able to maintain a highly advanced technological civilization if things keep going the same way they are. I mean,
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, even though technology, we're riding on this tidal wave of technology, which seems like it has no end. But if we have wars, we can't maintain this. We're not going to be able to maintain cell phones, these smartphones, when the machines that create the chips, or the machines that create the machines that create the chips, there's only a few places in the world. You know, if you have a war between North and South Korea and Samsung's facilities are demolished, it's going to be a major setback. If you have war between Russia and America, you can just set things back by decades or by centuries. And then, of course, the demographic replacement of white people in our country or white people in Europe with Africans and Middle Easterners, that's going to be a setback. I think our audience is mature enough to be able to agree to that.
That's some excellent points. Do you think I've often thought this, I've never asked anyone this, is the goal of the elite that are in the power structure of the world, is their goal world mongrelization? Is that your goal?
You could certainly make that argument. You could certainly make that argument. In whether it's going to be homogenization to some to interbreeding of some coffee colored cream and coffee colored homogenized society, or more of a tossed salad, that's another analogy where you've got little bits of carrot and little bits of radish and little bits of lettuce everywhere, all mixed up together, and they might bleed into each other to an extent, but.
We're coming up on a break. We'll wrap it up on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media, joined by Dr. Patrick Slattery. Back in moments.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, "I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you." Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Studio, it's a pleasure always to have you join me, Dr. Slattery. I mean, you're just so insightful with so many different directions, and we've got about 4 minutes to wrap it up. I guess one of the most important things, everyone should go out and vote, because really, you made a great point during the break. Go ahead and make that point that the more people vote, the better, because...
Yeah, well, it's the more we vote, the harder it is to rig. a lot of their means for rigging are just around the margins. The more we vote, the harder it is for them to rig it.
I agree, and it's you know, like you said earlier, we're at such a pivotal point. I mean, I've got children, I've got grandchildren, and we are handing off a lower living standard. We're in decline in so many different ways, and I believe this is the, whether you like Donald Trump or dislike him or love him, this is our last chance to really make a real difference. Because answer this one, Dr. Slattery, if Hillary goes in and changes the demographics and amnesty, it's over. We're never going to vote Donald Trump or anyone else in that's going to affect change.
No. It's going to be really hard. Every election cycle, it gets harder. And, you know, when you think about it, it's like I'm starting to get pretty embittered, okay? And the Black Lives Matter stuff has really, really turned me off. But traditionally, for most of my life, I came from this kind of more of a liberal or progressive background, and I cared about other people. And if you're looking at it from that point of view, how is this Black Lives Matter stuff helping the blacks? Okay, how is it, you know, making them adopt this fantasy that they're oppressed? Okay, they benefit marvelously from being a minority in a white country. They benefit marvelously. They have their cell phones and their cars, and they don't have to worry about food or shelter. They have very nice shelter for the most part. They live fabulously. And honestly, if you look at the balance sheet of slavery, black people who are alive today have benefited tremendously from their slave ancestors. Tremendously. There's this massive infusion of resources from the white community to the black community. And if whites who are sympathetic to them and have really been very good to them for most of the history, I'm not talking about even slavery per se, and certainly not bringing the slaves over, but that was more the Jews than the Europeans anyway. But no, the blacks in of our lifetime and recent generations have really benefited tremendously, and they're going to. And how do they do when they're left in all black ghettos like Detroit, or all black countries like Haiti or Africa? They do terribly. The Mexicans who are coming here, they're trying to get away from Mexico. You know, I have lived overseas, and the last thing, when I lived in Korea or Japan, the last thing I wanted was to have a whole bunch of Americans come over. I didn't want to change the country I was going to, and traditionally, a lot of immigrants who came over, Italians or Ukrainians, they didn't want to change America. They wanted to become Americans, and it was.
We're out of time, sir. We're out of time. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. I'll be in touch with you. If there's anything I can do for you, let me know, and I'll be joining Dr. Duke on Monday.
Thank you so much. We're looking forward to having you.
This is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN.
www.holytea.org, 800-326-2001.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.